This is not John Cox's first foray into politics. The 58-year-old Navy veteran who goes by the nickname Bear, which appears on his campaign signs, is a resident of Anchor Point. He ran against Representative Don Young in the Republican Party primary in 2012 and 2014, and now he's after the seat currently held by Paul Seaton in District 31. Cox says his military experience has prepared him to work in the legislature.
I have been a public servant for the last 30 years. As a Navy, I served this country for 30 years. And anybody that's been in the military knows that after about 4 years in the service, it all becomes politics.
Cox completed high school in Anchorage and is fond of claiming his alma mater, Bartlett High School, where he graduated in 1976 and then joined the U.S. Navy. After 30 years, Cox retired, returning to Alaska in 2006. He says he's running because he doesn't agree with raising taxes and is unhappy with what's happening in Juneau.
We have to make some changes now here to Juneau. They're going to take, well, you can see right now, they want to take half your PFD. They want to implement a 15% income tax.
Cox has said he would cut oil and gas tax credits to help close the approximately $4 billion budget gap. He also has some other ideas about how the state could save money. One is to cut education boards. Another is to have the legislature meet every other year instead of annually. And Cox says the state should get into new businesses to generate more income, including gambling.
How would you like at the end of the night when you finish your fishing trip during the day, go to places like the Land's Inn and play a little roulette or blackjack or something like that? Okay, maybe the casino environment is not the right way to go. Let's bring Powerball to the state of Alaska.
Cox says he believes his values are in line with residents in District 31. He recently stated at a public candidate forum that he does not believe in global warming. He also said he believes that life begins at conception. In addition, he said he would vote for legislation to defund Planned Parenthood. He also stated his support for the state's nascent marijuana industry. The best thing going for him, Cox says, is that he's not a political insider.
That's one of the items that I bring to Juneau as a new perspective.
In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.